Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen, right here on Twitter, at Rich Eisen, but really on Westwood One, but on Twitter. You'll get the drift. All year long, I'm doing an interview for the Monday Night Football pregame show on Westwood One with the NFL's biggest stars, all season long. I've been doing it, I'm going to keep doing it, because no one's going to stop me. And with that in mind, it's time for another Mercedes-Benz interview segment, sponsored by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter asks, when was the last time you chased a dream? Whether you're ready to take your business to the next level or live the van life, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van is the van for the job.
Joining us now on the Rich Eisen Show on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line, a man who is as great as they come in the National Football League, and his Pittsburgh Steelers are on a nice roll right now, and they're rolling into Monday Night Football, which I'll be hosting the pregame and halftime show of on Westwood One Radio on Monday night. He is none other than Pittsburgh Steeler Pro Bowler and All-Pro T.J. Watt. How are you, T.J.?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for coming on right now. How is everything with this team right now? It seems like you are on a nice stretch, certainly compared to the beginning of the season. Would you agree with that assessment, T.J. Watt?
Yeah, I would. And I think these last few games, especially getting into the bye week at an even 500 was kind of our goal once we started out at 1-3, and then obviously being able to get a win in the division was huge this past week, and we just want to continue to take it one week at a time and stack these wins.
How would you categorize your role with this team? I know what I would call it, but I'm on the outside. I wonder what you would say on that front.
As an outside linebacker in a 3-4 defense for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you have to be a playmaker, and I think that's something that I take on with great pride and trying to bring as much splash, we like to call it, whether it's getting tackles for loss, getting sacks, punching the ball out, tipping passes up in the air, interceptions, anything like that. I'm trying to be a tone setter for our defense, and that's just something that I'm trying to do each and every single play, every time I'm out in the field for my defense.
Then what about after games, before games, locker room stuff? How would you categorize your role in that?
I'd say I'm very calm and relaxed person throughout the week. I go about my business. I don't really, I'm not a big rowdy guy throughout the week. And then it's almost like a switch is flipped come game day. Kind of turn into a whole different person when it comes to just all the work has been done. I'm going to put every single thing that I have into this game. And that's kind of where the rah-rah stuff comes out. And I'll give the pregame speech before every game. And obviously I talk to the outside and inside linebackers in a huddle before the game, too. So it's kind of two totally different emotions throughout the week and then come game day.
Is there something you think of, a person you think of, a moment to flip that switch, help you flip it at all?
I don't know. I think it might come from just watching how my brothers played throughout the years when it comes to JJ. I think part of it is just kind of in my DNA of who I am as a person and loving the game of football and wanting to give every single thing that I can to this game because – I can only play for so long, and I understand how rare it is to be in the National Football League, and I'm just so lucky to get to do this for a living, and I just want to pour everything I have into it, not only for myself, but for my teammates and for the whole city of Pittsburgh and everybody that roots for us.
How did that play into you getting your bag that you deserved? I mean, the business side, that just doesn't usually compute with me when I'm, you know, my contract's up and my contract years and things like that I have. How did that work for you? TJ.
All that stuff just kind of handles itself if you just kind of focus on being the best possible player you can be. And that's kind of just the approach that I've always taken. And obviously it did handle itself, and I have great agents. And Mr. Rooney wanted to get the deal done. I'm glad it was done, and I'm just super happy to be able to stay in Pittsburgh for a long time. But there's still so much work that needs to be done, and I just want to be the person that can help bring this team another Super Bowl, and that's the end goal, obviously.
Well, the word was that you handled it at the end. You're like the closer. You're like, this is it. We're done. Is that a true story? Did you, like, say we're done? And, you know, obviously you've got great agents who put you in a position to basically say we're done, but let's just do it.
Yeah,
did that happen?
It's partially true. It just got to a point where there was back and forth towards the end in the minor details. Obviously anybody who's dealt with
any types of negotiations in life, that once you get towards the end, there's always little things here and there that you want adjusted. And towards the end, I just said, hey, this organization, Mr. Rooney, have showed such great faith in me and wanting to keep me here. I'm so sick and tired of going back and forth. They have a great deal on the table, and let's just accept it and move on. And I wanted to get to work more than anything, because obviously I wasn't doing training camp. I wasn't taking part in that. So I just wanted to get on the field as quickly as possible, and I felt the deal was fair for both sides.
T.J. Watt here prior to Monday Night Football, Bears and Steelers to close out Week 9. How good is Najee Harris, man? I look at him, and I think he is as valuable as they come on your team, T.J. What's it like to see him up close and personal, maybe practice against him? We spoke to your teammate Cameron Hayward earlier this week. He says he doesn't like it. He didn't like it one bit during the training camp season at all.
That's the nice thing that I missed. I didn't have to go up against him, but I was able to see from afar all the one-handed catches. And just, you know, in college, you always see the running backs that no matter where you are in the football field, they always finish their run through the end zone. And so you always think that's kind of a little extra and doing too much, but a guy like that, he just really wanted to get his conditioning in, and no matter where we were on the field over at Heinz Field during training camp, the number one thing that always stuck out to me was he would run the ball into the end zone every single rep that he had, and that was just one of those things that stuck out as to what kind of person he is, the type of preparation he's willing to put into being a great player, and nothing's really surprised me as far as the success that he's had. And he's also a big guy. It's tough to get down. I'm glad he's on our team.
I loved your coach's response to the rumor or the fact that he was on the USC wish list. I just loved what Mike Tomlin was saying. Never say never, but never. The whole business about there's not enough of a booster check large enough for me. How did that hit you, T.J. Watt, the rest of your teammates?
I've heard his analogies and the way that he speaks for the past 5 years now. And the number one thing that I've always admired about Coach Tomlin is his transparency with all of his players, and obviously with the media too, like you guys saw. And that's why guys gravitate to him and his coaching style. And he's just a guy that I'm just so lucky to play for and privileged to play for here in Pittsburgh. And that who you guys see in the media is exactly who he is in the meeting room and out of the meeting room. Just an overall great guy.
How's he made you a better player, for instance? You got one good one for me on that?
He knows how to motivate each and every guy individually. That's also one of his great assets is, what motivates me might not motivate the next guy, and he knows how to pick at me. If I played a certain way a week before, he knows exactly what to say, or to say someone else is playing this much better, they play the run a little better, just little slight jabs at me. What gets me going.
Come on, what do you mean? Give me an example of that. What do you say, TJ? Really?
He'll just say like, so and so's playing the run better this week. Be something to take note of for our guys to look at. Just something like that where it'll be like, oh, okay, I don't know if he's talking to me, but I think he's talking to me. One of those things, which is what can motivate me. But if it's someone else, he has a whole different tactic that I probably don't even know about because it doesn't register with me. But that's just one of his strengths, is motivating each and every guy and knowing how to do it. It's pretty tough at this level when you have guys coming from all different backgrounds.
Hey, TJ, thanks for the time. Good luck Monday. Let's do this more often. I really appreciate you, your game, and so much more. Thanks for it. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.